This is Dave Glowatz. On the phone with me is the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Are you ready for the broadcast, Ben?
Yes, sir.
Today we're talking about your article titled "The Armies Are Gathering," which appeared in the Reader on June 17th, 2010, with a lovely photo, which looks like the scene from a movie. Do you know where that photo is from?
No, I don't.
Looks like it's a war movie.
Yes, it does.
Must be.
The Armies Are Gathering.
Yeah, so this article talks about some nascent efforts on the part of some groups of citizens to combat tax increment financing in the way it's done in the city of Chicago, most notably a group of parents of Chicago public school children, whom we talked about briefly in our last interview. Do you feel like the enabler or sort of the father of these sorts of efforts?
I don't know about the father. Yeah, I guess I feel to a large degree as though I at very least encouraged these movements. So yeah, I feel really proud on one level when I see a room full of citizens debating this matter and putting their minds to it. Because as you and I have talked so many times, Dave, it's a complicated subject and it's easy to just quit. But if you truly are concerned with, in this case, how education is funded, and that ultimately is what concerns these parents, that you have to come to the TIF program and address it because it plays a significant role in how much money the schools have to spend.
Then another proposal that your article talks about that is proposed by the parents group that you talk about, whose name is Raise Your Hand, they want to change a state law to let Chicago Public Schools continue to take its own money out of areas that are declared tax increment financing districts, as opposed to the current scheme where all the property taxes are siphoned off when a TIF district is created. So their proposal is to exempt Chicago Public Schools from having to contribute to that siphoning off, to that skimming of the increment. So that seems to me that would merely mean that that particular district, or any particular district, then would take in less overall money.
Approximately.
Right? Any other effects that you can think of?
In terms of Mayor Daley's TIF program, the impact would be that he would lose roughly half the amount of money that's getting diverted, because the school's portion of a tax bill is roughly 50%. So in a TIF district, roughly 50% of all the dollars that gets diverted to Mayor Daley's slush fund comes from the public schools. So if the public schools were to pull out of the TIF program, if this possibility were to actually come true, that would mean that all those millions and millions of dollars that otherwise would be going to the TIFs would be going to the schools to spend whatever needs they have. Or it would go back to the taxpayers if the schools decided they didn't want to tax people to that extent.
Is that a dream you had?
I had a dream. I've been talking about this for so long. And you know, what's so delightful about it coming from somebody else is that it's not that it's so complicated. I always say it's complicated, but the reality, I don't think it is that complicated, but I suppose I'm locked into calling it complicated. It's just that it requires going from one step to another, making about following this process without several steps. And they did that. And they looked at it logically. And
you're talking about the Raise Your Hand group.
Their parents, citizens of Chicago, who took the time to study the issue and said, oh my gosh, this guy is right. This is money that is being taxed in the name of public education in Chicago and is being spent on other things. It's being sent elsewhere. And some of it, yes, comes back to the schools for constructing schools, but it's not the full amount that the schools lose. In fact, it's just a portion. And so the schools are probably better off if they just got out of the whole TIF program. And, you know, Dave, I know I don't know, and nobody really knows exactly how much money the schools would gain if they divorce themselves from the TIF program. I mean, I throw a rough dollar amount of $250 million. Other people have it at $275 million. There's many elements to the formula. I don't want to go into them all. I don't really know what the exact amount is, but I could tell you this. If we assume, as we do, that one of the most important public expenditures we have is education, and we're at a critical juncture where we're firing teachers and raising class sizes, then we owe it to ourselves to use dollars collected for education in the classroom and not spend them outside on things like subsidies to developers downtown or anything else. So that's where I really applaud the people who are in that coalition.
When you look at the fact that such a large percentage, whether it's 50% or 55% of a TIF district's take comes from schools, it really doesn't matter whether it's $5 million or, you know, $10 million more or less. It's still a significant chunk and it would have a huge impact.
Here's where it gets confusing, because if the schools were to pull out of the TIF program, this is how insane public education financing is in this state. Just follow me on this one. if the schools were to pull out of the TIF program, that means they, the CPS, would be spending more of locally raised property taxes on schools. As a result, they would lose money from the state because the state gives municipalities an allowance on its education money that's based significantly on how much the locality spend per student. So if you're following me, the more property tax dollars the public schools spend on education, the less the state gives them. So this has been sort of a quiet argument that bureaucrats at the Board of Ed have been making to me, which is, well, you know, Ben, we're going to lose some state funding.
Is it one-to-one?
No, it's not one-to-one. So you'd still come out ahead. But I always tell them that is one of the most cynical explanations you could concoct. So for your own sake, don't go with that publicly. You look foolish. You're saying that the system is so gamed that the state is paying educational dollars that effectively are diverted to the TIF. So, I mean, why would you go along with such a cockamamie system? You know, any way you look at it, the money is being diverted. I only raise this point, Dave, to say that we don't know exactly how much money would pour into the public school.
Because it would be offset somewhat by the decrease in state funding.
Yes, but then again, I would say I think that it would be a powerful argument that the Chicago Public Schools could make to the state to increase their allowance if they show that they're blowing up this TIF program, they're pulling out of the TIF program. It's a very inefficient and wasteful system that we have where educational dollars are being spent for non-educational purposes, and by going along with it, the Board of Education is actually damaging the education system. They're bleeding the schools dry, and I think it's a shameful thing.
Well, on that note, Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Dave.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to The Rest of the Story with Ben Jarofsky. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for more interviews or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.